Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So today's gospel is short and sweet, and it's a story that we love. It's a story that if you grew up going to church, and maybe even not, maybe even once in a while, it's probably a story you've heard. It's about a specific hero that we all have, that we like to sing songs about, and that we adore so much, and that's the person of Zacchaeus. And there's some funny, you know, songs out there. You can go YouTube some funny some songs about Zacchaeus climbing up the sycamore tree. And truly, we look at him today, and we look at him as a hero. But that's not actually how the gospel portrays Zacchaeus, especially in the first part of the gospel. If you were listening carefully to St. Luke and what he was telling us in the very beginning about Zacchaeus, he told us two things. What are the two things he told us about Zacchaeus? Somebody said it, I heard. Tax collector, and even chief tax collector, which is, okay. Well, what else? What was the other thing? Short stature. Okay, there's three things. What's the other thing after that?
Rich.
Yeah, there you go. So he's a chief tax collector. We'll leave the short aside for now. And rich. If you remember a few weeks ago, and of course everyone remembers every sermon, so I'm just assuming that everyone remembers. Remember a few weeks ago, we actually talked about tax collectors. And I spent some time explaining kind of what tax collectors were and how they were looked at. Tax collectors weren't just like people that, you know, like people just didn't like them. It's like, oh, I don't like to pay my taxes, so I don't like the tax collector. No, it was much worse than that. Much, much, much worse than that. Tax collectors were seen as the enemy. Not only did they betray the Jewish people and went to go work for the other guys, that would have been bad in and of itself, but they actually abused that position for monetary gain. And that's actually exactly what St. Luke is telling us today about Zacchaeus, that he was a chief tax collector, which is, I don't know if chief is worse, probably, than an occasional tax collector, and that he was rich. What he's implying there is that he got a lot of money off the backs of the common people. Okay, that's what he's implying there. Zacchaeus was not a guy that people would have been like, oh, that's so cute, Zacchaeus is up on the tree. You know, like, yay, Zacchaeus, like we're all so happy for Zacchaeus. That's not how it would have at all been seen. Zacchaeus would have been hated. He would have been despised. Nobody would have even thought anything of him. They probably ridiculed him, seeing him up on the tree. And despite all of that, in the middle of the story, where Zacchaeus is making a fool of himself, imagine a grown man climbing up a tree, making a fool of himself. Jesus says, yeah, that's the guy I want to go have dinner with tonight. I want to dine with you, Zacchaeus. Make haste and come down. Imagine Jesus is here today. Okay, Jesus is here today, and we do, but imagine even in their time, like they're thinking this could be the Messiah. Like Jesus is like a big deal, and he's popular. And it like the highest honor is to like host Jesus at your house. Like if Jesus was here today physically, and I said, who would like to host Jesus for dinner? If anybody's hands are down, I don't care how bad of a cook you are, but like, you need to host Jesus for dinner. You need to figure it out. Go get pizza or something. Like, Jesus is coming to your house. That is a great, great, great honor. Great honor. And you can see some of the envy of the people later on in the gospel when they're saying, oh man, this guy went to go to Zacchaeus, like the chief tax collector guy, the guy who's been like robbing all of us. That's who Jesus decides to dine with today. For sure, there was some bitterness, like 1,000%. There was some bitterness that Jesus, out of all the people around, chose Zacchaeus. I was asking myself, why Zacchaeus? Like, there's plenty of people to go visit Jesus. There's plenty of people to go visit. There's plenty of sick people to go visit. There's plenty of sinners. Jesus deals with a lot of sinners. Why Zacchaeus today? What makes Zacchaeus special, and why his story is repeated to all of us over and over and over again? Zacchaeus not only went out of his way to see Christ. So like Zacchaeus pursued Christ not only went out of his way, because Zacchaeus could have just lived on his life. He could have said, yeah, you despise me, you hate me, I don't really care. I have your, like, I stole your money, too bad, sorry. and like just lived on with his life. But what makes Zacchaeus special is that he chose to see Christ no matter the cost. And that cost today is embarrassment, is looking like foolishness in the eyes of the people. And when someone pursues God in a way like that, where they put their reputation aside, they put their ego aside, they say, nothing else matters but my pursuit of God. I don't care what people say. I don't care how people perceive. That, Jesus never ignores. Jesus can never ignore that. Jesus' desire is for every single person to have that desire and zeal and pursuit for him. The question I'm left with today when I look at Zacchaeus and the story of Zacchaeus, would I have done that? Let's say I was exactly in Zacchaeus' shoes. Would I have pursued Christ in such a way that I don't care what people in the town are going to say about me? I'm going to pursue God. Today, I just want a glimpse of Christ. That's all I want, is a glimpse of Christ. I'm going to climb up the street. I'm going to look like a crazy person. I don't care. Regardless of what my friends may think about me, regardless of what maybe my coworkers may think about me, I'm going to pursue Christ no matter what. Zacchaeus did not care today at all about anything else other than seeing Christ, getting a glimpse of Christ. And if you really think about it, he had no idea what Christ was going to say or do, or that he would even notice him, okay? But he just wanted a glimpse of Christ. Oftentimes, I see people and when I'm speaking with people, and they really want to pursue Christ in a different way. Like, let's say they've been living their life a certain way, and you know, they want to pursue Christ in a specific way. What often gets in the way of us pursuing Christ genuinely, or what I see a lot of times as a stumbling block, is somebody can be willing to change, 100%. Somebody can be willing to change, but they notice what people are saying about them. That's not really you. Why are you acting that way? What are you doing? You're not the churchgoer person. It's a case. You're just a greedy guy. You're a thief. You're a scoundrel. Nobody expects anything of you. Like, you want a relationship with Jesus? Who are you? And we think that those words that we hear are the words of Christ somehow. Except today, we see it's the exact opposite. Everyone around says, look at this fool. And Christ says, oh yeah, that's the guy I'm gonna go have dinner with tonight. We can't be embarrassed to pursue Christ, whether that's in the workplace and how we act as Christians, whether that's, you know, if for those in school with your friends and your schoolmates. We can't be embarrassed of who we are as Christians. We can't be embarrassed of our true and genuine pursuit of Christ. If there's one thing I appreciate about Zacchaeus, is that today he put everything to the side. He didn't care. He didn't care about anything. He said, today I'm going to pursue God, no matter what. No matter what people may think of me, what, you know, my ego may tell me, my thoughts may tell me. I know that if I pursue God, God is going to welcome me with open arms. St. Augustine tells us that Zacchaeus is an inspiration for all of us because he climbed up the tree of foolishness. That's what St. Augustine says. He said he climbs up the tree of foolishness. And that shows real humility. That shows really putting our ego aside. That shows that he didn't care. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. If you're Zacchaeus and you have a bunch of people looking up at you and you're like, in a vulnerable situation, you're on a tree, like you're a grown man on a tree, that's embarrassing. But he didn't care. He climbed up the tree of foolishness for the sake of Christ. But then St. Augustine makes another connection that I hadn't really thought of before, and it's an amazing connection. Who else climbed up the tree of foolishness? Christ. Christ climbed the tree of foolishness for me and you. You know, we're going to celebrate the Feast of the Cross in the next few days, and it's like a 3-day feast. And it's so fitting that we look at Zacchaeus and we say, wow, Zacchaeus like basically made a fool of himself in order to see Christ. And then Jesus looks at us and says, isn't that what I always do for you? Isn't that what I've always done for you? When you look at the story of Christ, he was never too embarrassed. He was never too embarrassed. Always pride goes down. Humility above pride, always. Never embarrassed of anything. Jesus wasn't embarrassed to eat with commoners. And to be honest, to eat with the outcasts, the tax collectors, the sinners. Jesus was never embarrassed to accept insults without ridiculing back. On the way to the cross, on the way to the tree of foolishness, Jesus never said, oh, this person slaps me, I'll smite this person, they're dead now. Jesus accepted cursing, he accepted physical abuse, insults, he was spit upon, and never did once he said, no, this is too much. I know I'm doing it for you guys, but this is too much. He was never too embarrassed to go through that for us. We oftentimes think, what am I doing to pursue Christ? And that's the right mentality, that's the right way. But also, we can never forget that Christ is always pursuing us way more than any effort we're putting in. Way more than any effort we're putting in. I don't know if Zacchaeus knew this today, but I'm sure after the cross he did. Christ pursues us more than we can ever imagine. And I think that the message for us today is very simple. Is do we have the courage to pursue Christ in the same way? To climb up that tree of foolishness? That no matter what the world says, no matter what anyone says, no, I'm on this track. I'm on the track towards Christ. And you know, there may be some things happening at work that aren't the right things, I'm not going to do it, no matter what anyone says. You know, at school, people talk this way or do whatever, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay focused on this track. We can never be too ashamed or embarrassed of who we are as Christians. And that's actually what we're going to do today after liturgy as well, is we're going to go out and we're going to serve people. And we're not going to serve them for us. We're serving them as representatives of Christ, as Christians. That's what we're called to do. Zacchaeus is the hero today, and he wasn't looked at the hero at the time. He's probably looked at as a fool. But Zacchaeus is a hero today for us because it's a reminder for us that it doesn't matter what anyone says. If I pursue God, I know God is always going to welcome me, and he's always going to pursue me till the end of time. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.